Hey, this is Colleen Brown, and you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Beautiful way to start a show. Holy cow. That was, this is Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff. I come down here and play great singer-songwriters from 2 to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. And thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoy your stay. We do always love to hear from you. If you got questions or comments or got requests left over from Pledgerama, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can send me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson. In real life, I'm Jeff Robson. And sometimes you can find me swooning at the Sunset Saloon, as I did on Thursday night. And what a stellar treat to hear that one covered in my living room. That was Lucinda Williams Jackson there from the great album Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, produced by Steve Earle and his was that a Twang Trust thing? I think it might have been. Ray Kennedy might have had a hand in that as well. Steve was in town the other day for a big show at the Big Walker Theater. We'll talk about Steve. And actually, Steve might make a few appearances on this program today. So stick around. See what happens. At this point, you never know. You never know. Here, let's stick with that for a second. Let's stick with the old Sunset Saloon, because that show on Thursday night was just it was so good and so much fun that I think I got to relive it a little bit further. So the deal was, it was Ruben de Groot, Colleen Brown, and Luther Wright and the Wrongs. And basically what they did, they kind of did this this medley type show. It wasn't three separate sets. There were two sets, and each performer played during those sets. So each one would get up and do three or four songs, and then they'd trade it off to somebody else for three or four songs, and then repeat. You know, it was a pretty fun way to do it. And what a great backing band, Dinky Chalmers and Eli Abrams, former Abrams brother. I guess he's technically still an Abrams brother, but he's not in that band anymore. And thank God, because he was so much fun and so cool. And man, what a treat. What a treat. Colleen played that song, that Lucinda song, on my piano. Oh, just gives me shivers thinking about it. Here, I want to play you one more from Colleen, because I finally picked up a physical copy of her new EP. It's out now. It's called Seasons Are Circling. If you buy the CD, there's six tracks. It includes collaborations with a bunch of different folks, including our pal Slow Leaves pops up on one of these songs. It's a it's a great, great thing together. But I want to play you this. If you buy the digital edition, there's a bonus track. I haven't quite figured out whether there's a bonus track on the CD as well. I didn't listen all the way to the end. There's only six tracks, though, so I'm thinking no. But the digital download comes with this doozy right here. And, it's just, it's so much fun. So much fun. I got to play this for you. Here's something from Colleen, along with a guy named David Celia. And I forgot to mention, coming up November 22nd, Colleen will be back in Winnipeg, along with Dinky Chalmers and Eli Abrams and Ruben de Groot, driving their big, goofy RV. They'll be playing at the West End Cultural Center on the 22nd, along with the aforementioned Slow Leaves. It's only $15 for all three of those acts. And let me tell you, it will be well worth it. I promise you, I can't stress enough how great that show is going to be. So I'm going to go again, and thanks to a bunch of people at the Sunset Saloon who purchased tickets to go see them again. We might even have some more tickets to sell this Friday at the Sunset Saloon when we welcome Tony Furtado, who's going to give us a call in a little bit. I got to shut up and play this song for you. This is a great one. Didn't get to hear this live, but how cool would it have been? But man, this is a cool, neat little bonus on the EP. This is Colleen Brown and David Celia. I think you'll know this one. Tell the band to go home.
It's hard to think about what you lost. It's This is Ruben DeGroot, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
I'm going to play this next song for my friend Brian, who's not here, and for Molly, who is. Well, I met her in a record shop. She was into hard rock. We had a wild affair. She moved in a rental share. We spent a lot of nights listening to records by the candlelight. It wasn't me the music I never would have fallen in love. The break was a rough one. Pulled out a shotgun, talk her down and we work it out. She gets it all in the magic out. And I still got my breath. Now I need a sad song. Won't you know it? Jackets are on. Zap ones are gone. I got a cool collection. She got my working man's blues. Got my songs. Return my phone calls, and I'm running on out of the mall. I run down to the LCBO, and I pick myself up some Tennessee whiskey. I throw on some Black Hole Sun, cause you know I kinda like that one. If it wasn't for the music, I never would've fallen in love. I got a tool collection, she got my working man's blues. Got my Tom T, all I got her husband to do. Eventually, don't they all? She's in a band of covers full of them. I hear they call themselves. I wish I had the Hell's Bells. I wish I had Bob Wills. Yeah.
She got my 9-pound hammer. I got a 9-inch.
Got a dual
Hey, this is Luther Wright from Luther Wright and the Wrongs, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio.
I'll introduce this song as such. Speaking of traveling in a vehicle like this or a van, and back in the day when I was employable, I know, crazy, right? Job and a whole deal. I was waiting to get picked up in the parking lot in Toronto, and across the parking lot, I could see there was, under the trees in the corner, there was a van parked that obviously they seemed to be camping there, which is, you know, not encouraged in downtown Toronto, but as I sat and waited for my ride to the meaningless job, the door opened across from the van, and a guy came out, and a woman came out, and a dog came out, and they set up some chairs, and obviously they were living there in a van. So I wrote them this love song. If I could be that, find that love, because a high-paying job will not replace love any day.
There's a little taste of what it sounded like on Thursday night at the Old Sunset Saloon. Great, 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 great time. You can hear the stunning, fabulous guitar of Mr. Dan Curtis in those tracks. Dan had his birthday on Wednesday, and it sounds like there was a bit of a birthday party, and Dan was a little worse for wear at the Old Sunset Saloon, but he made it through and played like a champ. Oh, wow, we have an out-of-breath guest here on the program. Hello, guest.
Hello, guest.
How are you?
Good, guest.
What you up to today? Why are you so out of breath? Where did you go?
Why does everyone need to know?
just curious. Where you were running from? You just seem you're out of breath.
I heard you talking, so I wanted to talk.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? All right, we can talk about that. And we can... How's the weather out there? You guys were walking around outside. What's the weather like?
Not bad.
Not bad. That's it? That's your weather report?
1 second. I want to make all the mics go over to me.
Oh, why?
So I can be like a television thing.
You're like at a press conference or what? Okay, well...
yeah.
All right, you're a man so important. I hope you're actually going to have something to say once you have four microphones pointing at you.
It looks like people are shoving their faces inside me.
Inside you?
Well, inside my face. Yeah. turn on all the mics that I'm on.
Oh, I wish I had my phone.
Mic 5.
I could Instagram it and
mic
show
3.
It.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
And mic 2.
Yeah, you're yelling kind of loudly for guys with four microphones. Do you want to say hi to anybody or anything before I turn off your four microphones?
Hi, Gamma. Hi, Mama.
That's pretty much it.
Hi, Colo.
Could wish Corvin a happy birthday.
Hi, Colvin, if you're listening.
Because
I'm going a birthday after. Hi, people. Hi.
Yeah.
Again,
okay. All right, then.
Hi, Shelly.
Yeah, that's good.
Hi, Shannon. Hi,
Barb.
Barb.
Dietmar's listening, I think. We love Dietmar.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Dietmar, whoever you are.
Dietmar's awesome.
Yeah.
He's like one of the best people in the world. Okay. All right. Let's go back to talking about shows. So after the Sunset Saloon on Thursday, we headed out to the Big Walker Theater on Friday to see the return of Steve Earle and the Dukes. And they performed the entire Guitar Town album in its entirety. Which I guess would be in the entire album, wouldn't it? And then took a little break and came back for the hits portion of the show. So it was a really interesting show. Touched a lot of bases, that's for sure. And we even heard a couple of crazy covers off the end. A couple of Jimi Hendrix inspired, I suppose. One we heard Chip Taylor classic Wild Thing, and we also heard Foxy Lady. Was it Foxy Lady? Yes. Or was it Hey Joe?
Hey Joe!
No. I'm gonna go back to... I picked up the deluxe reissue of Guitar Town, which hopefully sounds better than the original Guitar Town. Little dated, that record sounding. But I'm going to go to the bonus disc, the disc 2, an entire live concert from August of 1986 in the beautiful city of Chicago, Illinois. And, well, let's hear one of those Guitar Town classics that I was so happy to hear once again on Friday night. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Honey, if I could, I can't. Coming. held like water in your shaking hands. Are all the small defeats you day demands? 10 to 6 or 9 to 5, trying dying to survive, never knowing what survival means. Leave the apartment to buy alcohol. Hung our diplomas on the bathroom wall. Got the plaster chipped away. Space is coming to decay. Who's the cat in the impending glass door? Play our bad day down here, let's make believe we're strong. Or hum some protest song, like maybe we shall overcome someday. Overcome the stupid things we say. Say I needed more than this. Say I needed one more kiss. Left that light on way too long now. Let's plant a bomb at City Hall and kill an MLA. Talk the night away. You calling sick, I'll quit the word games that I play. Swear I weigh more than half, believe it when I say that somewhere love and justice shine. Cynicism falls asleep. Tyranny talks to itself. Savvy slogans all come true. We forget to feed our fears.
There were the Weaker Thans. Oh, that's still the Weaker Thans. Once again. Oh, John, once was enough. We don't need to hear it twice. Oh, that's why. All right, technology, I can handle this. That was the Weaker Thans there with Confessions of a Futon Revolutionist. John said that's the oldest song they know. And it's a pretty old one back from Fallow. I picked up Fallow on cassette at the show. I don't know why I'm so excited about that. I figured it was going to be like the cool, nerdy collectible. But I went to the merch table, and I was late for the show. So, I assume lots of people had already been to the merch table. But I go to the merch table, and it's like, oh, man, I want this. And the guy works on the merch table went, really? What do you want that for? It's cool. He's like, do you still have a player for those things? I think I do. I don't know. I just thought it was nerdy and cool. And that, at least the first part of that pretty much sums up my life. Nerdy. Before the Weaker Thans, and by the way, that show, both shows this weekend, we're very heavy on Weaker Thans content. I wasn't really thinking we'd hear nearly as much Weaker Thans content as we did. But, you got all the hits. There was not much left that you could have wished for from a Weaker Thans set list. And very interesting. I thought Shotgun Jimmy was still in the band playing the lead guitar. But instead, they kind of bounced the lead guitar duties back and forth between Ashley Au, who, I've seen her play bass a bunch of times for different people. And I knew she was an amazing bass player, but a great guitarist as well. Who knew? And looks absolutely dashing in a tuxedo. Just looked great. And Greg Smith, bassist from the Weaker Thans. So you had Smith, you had Tate, you had Sampson. I was sad about not seeing the Weaker Thans anymore, but I kind of feel like I did, so I'm okay. You okay? I feel okay. So we heard that, and we heard something else before that, something which I think I've completely forgotten, but I'm sure it was good. Oh, it was Steve Earle. That was good, too. Fearless Heart there.